A weak solidarity Brekkie team listener when a bitterly disappointed Lord Rupert of Wapping was forced to announce in a few pars on a left-hand way back of the book page that a Black Lives Matter rally had sadly not erupted into violence, with left-wing thugs attacking neo-fascists and the constabulary sensibly then not wasting valuable editorial space reporting on what was said or why it was held. Save that for important rallies like the Gun Lobby or the CFA or a handful of people opposing public transport improvements. Anything that shows just how the electorate got the last state election so horribly wrong. Or the Labor Day, Moomba March or Anzac or for that matter the Great Department Store's Great Christmas Parade. People who are not so evil the fascists are forced to disrupt their gatherings in the interests of the Union Jack and the other bits that comprise our proud national emblem. And as the consequences of the coalition of the killing continue to explode across the Middle East and Europe, hundreds were slaughtered in a possible attempted coup in Turkey, leading to the arrest of pretty much the entire judiciary, non-government media, academia et al., who must have donned trained killer outfits and taken to the streets. Sadly, the arrest of the judiciary means there is no judiciary to try the judiciary and all the other guilty parties. Big Supremo and lover of liberty, freedom and democracy heard him up again declared. Thus, I have been forced to judge all these cases individually, impartially, and I have determined they are all guilty. Prepare the gallows. And in case you're wondering why I said possible attempted coup, there are some cynical types suggesting Heard Him Up Again orchestrated the whole thing himself, but the week that was would never suggest that, because as we said, he is a true lover of liberty, freedom and democracy, which brings us to the exemplar of liberty, freedom and democracy. The President reiterated the US of the UN of the US of the world's unswerving support for the democratically elected civilian government. Then how come you supported the lot running around with swastikas in Ukraine even before the democratically elected civilian government had been overthrown? Sometimes the people get democracy wrong. Like Chile electing Allende? Perfect example. Although a bit of a rift between Heard Him Up Again and the US of over demands on that bloke Turkey wants extradited. And the US of says, we'd like to see some proof. And Turkey says, the proof is we suspect him. And the US of says, have you got anything a touch stronger? And Turkey says, just send him back. Suspicion is ample proof. And why not? Because if he's sent back, we can be sure he'd get a fair hearing and fair execution. Back here, treated unfairly. See, Broady Boy made good. Eddie McGuire, aren't you rich? Explained he was on heavy painkillers when he caused Indigenous footballer Adam Goods much pain by calling him a monkey. Well, King Kong, same thing. So that explains that. Poor Eddie, heavy pain. And they can all empathise with Eddie, because whenever we have severe pain, our thoughts immediately run to racism, homophobia, sexism. They're listed on the side effects warning. May cause racism. Seek medical advice if racism persists. Nothing to do with Eddie's innate nature. And I would never suggest what some people suggest, because to be a class traitor, you need to have an awareness of class identity in the first place. Eddie also described his close mate, the footy show's Sam Moron, whose hysterical humour is based on demeaning those he considers below his intelligence and social and physical Adonis status, which is pretty well everyone except him, as unique, highly intelligent and highly respectful, a deep thinker whose opinions are based on, wait for it, it's what Eddie said, on scholarship. Then again, Eddie thinks calling a black footballer a monkey is intelligent, sharply witty, good for a laugh. But if scholarship applies to Sam Moron, then that appalling Hoon son should be a world-renowned, much-published professor of philosophy. When Eddie and the boys had a big laugh about drowning a woman in icy water, we can but imagine the pain he must have been in. And now we're on it. A short week that was sport. Sponsored by Safe Jab, your favourite syringe. Russia announced graciously that if it was banned from all events at the Olympics, it would not boycott Rio. raising just a small point, like the tip of your favourite safe jab syringe. If they're banned, what exactly are they boycotting? Oh, and a Russian cyclist won Wednesday's stage of the Tour de France, but this being cycling, we know he wouldn't have been anywhere near drugs nor anything performance-enhancing. That was a short week that was sport, sponsored by Safe Jab, your favourite syringe. We noticed Parliament's biggest supporter of Zion, Michael Almost Dunbuy, almost lost his seat 3 weeks ago, but to his credit, he maintained his principles, telling his Zionist audience in Zionist bits of his electorate he would defy his party's head office and not preference the pro-Palestine evil Greens, handing out a how-to-vote card supporting his principled stand. Down the road in the Greens are good Albert Park bit of his electorate, he handed out a different how-to-vote cards, preferencing the Greens, which must have also been supporting his principled stand. It certainly was, he explained. The principle is to keep my bum on the plush seat. And on men of principle, I'm sure we all hope that man who's devoted his life to the downtrodden, that doyen of the left, Kim Il-Love's car companies, is able to continue his great work for the downtrodden. Where would the working people of this country be without him? Can't understand why the so-called left is upset with Kim Il just because he organised votes for Little Billy Shorten Ambition against his own left candidate 3 years ago and organised numbers for Little Billy to retain the We Are As Cruel As The Government refugee policy against left opposition at the last Socialist Federal Conference, meaning concentration camps, razor wire and sink the boats are obviously left-wing policy. Then again, welcome balance on racism. Big Supremo Malcolm Turnbull reminded us True Blue Aussie has a non-discriminatory immigration policy, a non-discriminatory humanitarian policy. We do not discriminate against all those people on Nauru, Manus, Christmas Island. We treat them all equally and with equal humanity. The banks have addressed the odd criticism that's been levelled at them by establishing their own inquiry into bank tellers. The poor maligned victims in the boardrooms knowing bank corruption rip-offs exist only at the very bottom. And this final report we have handed to the independent inquiry shows how lily-white we are. But they haven't even started meeting yet. And this final report will eliminate that unnecessary need, truncate their work, save them valuable time, and don't forget, tellers are the public face of our great institutions. Don't forget further, the public pays a fee to be served by these people, and thus we are, as usual, thinking only of the public. But people don't see the tellers as the problem, other than having to pay to be served. Yes, misleading statistics, I'm afraid, distorted by the not insubstantial lodging a complaint fee. Oh, well, at least they're trying to address the problems. Good luck to them. And not totally unrelated, amid the excitement of a visit from the US OBS, a heartbeat from big Supremo Joe Biden, his time not much longer, the US OBS Chamber of Prophets in True Blue Aussie utilised the occasion to deliver a timely warning to True Blue Aussie that a budget measure to make it easier for our tax office to identify tax dodging, legal tax minimisation by overseas companies, is unnecessary and will impede the flow of foreign investment into True Blue Aussie. True Blue Aussie tax laws are sufficiently robust and the new laws will create uncertainty. Right now we have the certainty we can minimise our taxes and we all know the last thing business needs is uncertainty. Doubtless Joe would have had a few words in a few attentive ears. And the Chamber's spot on. We all know how sufficiently robust our laws are at preventing tax evasion. Legal tax minimisation. A new study has shown that 80% of men do not believe there is gender bias and pay inequality in the workforce, and only 4% of young men under 25 believe there is a pay gap between men and women in their industry. Got a feeling a parallel survey of women just might come up with a different result. Then again, the blokes might be right, because I can recall back in 1972, I think it was, when the union stroke women won the equal pay case. The bench must have given caring employers a bit of time to phase it in, although 44 years sounds pretty generous. And finally, more than pretty generous, the guest speaker at the True Blue Aussie Retailers Profits Association Awards next month will be this founder of a business described as a social enterprise tackling global poverty, which currently has about 40 items under its brand. That must explain why we've all noted there is so little poverty left in the world. No, seriously, he's unnecessarily described as a dynamic speaker. Unnecessary, because anyone who can convince people flogging his products will end world poverty must have the gift of the gab. How exciting! The very system which causes poverty will end poverty. Good morning.